Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Eugene and Angus have been drugged and dragged to Castle Clinton by the Blowhole Gang. They're tied up in a sitting room which has been well appointed with Federalist-style furniture. Pirate Penny relaxes in a chaise lounge. One of the goons plays a small squeeze box.
I call that one, "I'm gonna stab you, Martha, parenthesis, 'cause I love you so."
Oh, delightful. And now to my prisoners. Eugene, Andrus, I'm sure by now you figured it all out. Hello?
I think they're still knocked out by dart juice.
They're not,
They're breathing.
Good. So, should we wake them up?
You know, they say it's a bad idea to wake someone from a drugged stupor.
Is that true? You know, I read that and I wasn't really sure if that was true.
I wouldn't risk it.
Well, let's just give them a minute then. Play another song.
I only know the one.
Play it again, goon.
As Pirate Penny waits, let's go nearby, where Big Stick is slowly making his way toward Castle Clinton.
Tumble, jump, hop, tumble, jump, hop, tumble, punch, 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 ha-ha, hoo.
Whoa, watch it.
What are you doing here?
Trying to get out of the rain. Also, I have to save Eugene and Angus.
That's what I'm doing. Notice my new custom-made action poncho. Water, you have met your match.
The rain is one thing, but the humidity is rising up my hair, let me tell you.
Here today, gone tomorrow, is what Eugene and Andrews will be if I don't stop those blowholers.
You want we should team up?
The Big Stick works alone, Almost Officer Doubles.
How did you know my name was Almost Officer Doubles? And by name, I mean nickname that I don't like because I prefer Shandle, but no one seems to care what I want.
Well, bully for you.
Bully nothing. I'm sick of you boys getting in my way.
You're in my way.
Fine, Mr. Stick. You take the left side of Castle Clinton, and I take the right side.
Oh, sure. You get the right side, the best side.
Then take the right side.
Oh, you'd like that, wouldn't you?
I don't care, you cocker.
How about this? We both take the right side, and that way no one gets the left side.
Fine.
Fine. So glad you're fine.
I'm finer than my friend Rachel Feinberg, who runs Feinberg's Fine China Burgs, which means little cityscapes out of fine China.
Those sound nice.
They are.
Fine.
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 And they continued separately together toward Castle Clinton. But back inside, the poison was wearing off, and Eugene and Angus were coming around.
Tied up? Again? This is happening too often. I chafe easily.
Head. What happened?
I'm not sure, but I'm still sleepy. You ever have one of those getting knocked out by a blow dart naps where you wake up and you're even more tired than before? Woohoo! That's me right now.
Enough! Silence!
Pirate Penny?
Indeed. And I'm sure by now you've figured out my whole plan.
That I have. It all began the night of Hiram's murder. He was stabbed with a swordfish. But how do you sneak a fish without anyone noticing? You knew, because you're in the political loop. The big smoked herring party at the Norwegian embassy. The air hangs thick and greasy with the smell of herring, driving all the feral cats into a feral frenzy. Between the smell of herring and the cute cats all running around, people won't smell or see the swordfish. But what about here? Well, you're the type to be on the board of music appreciation societies. You used your sway to make sure that the same night as Hiram's murder, there was the brass band trumpet off. No one could hear a thing except the tooting of those annoying horns. So using the music to cover your steps, the herring smoke to cover your Potomac stink, the cats to distract, you gave him the old stabby-stabby. Oh, then there was Lubbins. But you and he have a long history because he helped you cover up the murder of President Garfield and pin it on that sap Gateau. Your little cabal didn't want an ambidextrous president. Ha! Lubbins wanted to go public, take it to the press. What do they call the press? The tentacles of information. So you gave him a tentacle party to the face via octopus. A poetic death. Which brings us to Marianne. She was a poet. She could see your game, and her cute-as-a-button nose could smell the herring stink on your clothes. So, you smackrolled her to shut her up before she similied your metaphor right to jail! Yes! Expo facto, habeas pocus. It was a nice web you wove, wasn't it? But now it's soured. Right, former First Lady Lemonade Lucy Webb Hayes. Ha!
What?
She's not former First Lady Lucy Hayes.
She's not?
No.
Oh.
But I do know who you are. I should have realized it the whole time. The subtle clues, the deft power to shape events. Of course you'd have a literary bend. But you got sloppy. Caviar doesn't come from a mackerel. It comes from a sturgeon. A sturgeon is a fish. A fish comes from the sea. C, the letter C, C for crime. And what is this country's greatest crime?
Napkin.
Slavery.
Slavery. Slavery.
And you hate slavery, don't you, Pirate Penny, a.k.a. Louisa May Alcott, author of Uncle Tom's Cabin.
What? Really? Alcott died last year.
I hadn't heard
And
that.
She wrote Little Women, not Uncle Tom's Cabin?
Yeah, no, I'm not, not really a fiction reader, so.
This is really, I mean, wow. You two are terrible detectives.
Who's closer?
I don't even know how to begin to answer that. Here, hold on.
She's taking off her mask. It's... Marianne?
Yes, it is.
You sound really different with that mask on.
Oh, it kind of pinches my nose, but I like how it strikes fear into the hearts of do-gooders. So, trade-offs.
But you were smackrolled.
I set up quite the performance, and then vanished out of the secret back door that Walt Whitman had installed so he could have a secret hands-on meeting with Oscar Wilde when he visited America.
You killed your own brother!
What do you care? You broke his heart.
I can't help my...
Perversion? Killing him was the hardest thing I ever did. I loved him, but he was weak. There can be no half measures. When I began Project Blandwell, he was my biggest supporter. But he got scared. That very night, he called you all together.
You have to stop this.
You promised me.
I thought it would be rich and sweet, like the idea of fudge. But it turned out to be a giant mistake, like actually eating fudge.
We're well past fudge.
I am calling a meeting of the Four Elementals. I will bring it up for a vote. A binding vote.
You dare use Robert's Rules of Order against me. You demand order in a world without order.
Oh, and what would you do? You're a hothead, hothouse poetess who knows more about ankle fashions than science.
How dare you?
You will do as I say.
This is bigger than us. I've already recruited a gang.
Just dump them, like day-old dumplings.
We shall not dump early. I dump when I dump, and I will dump long after our dump date is done. I will not be thwarted.
Please. You won't stop me from stopping you.
Oh, I will.
What are you going to do? Kill me?
If it comes to that.
And then what? Create a series of assassinations like razor-sharp starfish and exploding anchovies?
If it comes to that.
And fake your own death?
If I must.
Fanciful nonsense. Project Landwehr ends tonight. Send out the invitations to the meeting and bake the cookies.
Oh, I'll bake them. But the secret ingredient won't be love. It'll be spite. And some nutmeg.
Too much nutmeg?
There's never too much nutmeg. And now he's dead. And soon, you shall be as well.
So all that fighting with the Cowabungus Corporation was just a cover?
No, no. The Cowabungus Corporation will destroy poetry. But that doesn't concern me anymore. I'm beyond poetry now.
So, 5-paragraph essays?
Never.
I have just one last question.
What exactly is head cheese?
No. What is Project Leyenwheel?
I'm an excellent writer, so why tell you when I can show you? Goons, pull back the curtains.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
They pulled back the curtain, revealing a window looking into the large central atrium of Castle Clinton. And what they saw filled them with wonder and dread. There, tied down with ropes, was a giant living sperm whale. But instead of flippers, it had 4 giant legs, which pawed the ground. Various goons were scrubbing and hosing down the beast. It let out a deep moan.
Missing whale.
But you got legs on it, and it's on land. Like it's like some sort of terrestrial cetacean or ground leviathan. Those are the only possible names for it.
Yes, Project Land Whale.
Or that.
But how?
Oh, I had to kidnap and force the greatest surgeons, taxidermists, seamstresses, tailors, and more to stitch and graft it. And then I used the Frankenstein Society of North Bergen, New Jersey, and the Underground League of Unethical Scientists to tweak and perfect it. It's not financially prudent to make a giant walking beast, but that's what trust funds are for.
But why?
But why? But because I will show the world that whales won't die easily. Not this fellow. Its rampage will instill a fear and a want to leave whales alone. They'll be too afraid to anger them again. But how? Because how I pinned a note to its fluke saying, "This is not a fluke. If you hunt us, we hunt you. Love the whales."
Damn, that's foolproof.
But if it destroys everyone, then what's the point?
I've created this beast with one weakness. Crude oil. That's the only thing that will kill it. Well, that, or if something plugs up its blowhole, it'll explode. But the oil is the key. I've hidden caches of oil around the city. On my signal, my goons will destroy the land whale with black oil. And then everyone will see that we can just use the oil beneath our feet. We don't need whale oil. Fossil fuels don't hurt anyone. And then industry will turn to natural gas and oil, and whales will be saved. The environment will be saved.
Oil that they get from your family's Texas ranch?
If that happens, it happens.
Boss, the land whale is straining against its ropes.
I must calm him, lest he break free too early.
How do you calm that thing?
The only thing that rests his angry soul is when I sing sea shanties directly into his blowhole.
We will stop you. He doesn't even look that tough.
Oh, not yet. But see this beaker? It has a serum that will react with his spermaceti, imbuing him with power never before seen. It's quite impressive. But for now, I will calm him. Watch them until I return. I plan to keelhaul them myself.
Yes, Pirate Penny.
You're insane.
Me?
No, her.
Perhaps. But only one of us will be ground up as chum and fed to the beast.
Me?
No, her. Goons with me.
Yes, Pirate Penny.
No, not you. I told you to stay.
Oh, right.
You know what? I don't trust you. You come with me. You stay.
Yes, Pirate Penny.
Now, to the top of the whale. Me, 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 me.
How can you work for someone so evil? Well?
Me? Sorry, I thought that was rhetorical.
How could that be rhetorical? Well?
So, that wasn't rhetorical either?
What is wrong with this guy?
Poor parenting.
That one you answer.
I think we got off on the wrong foot. What were you asking?
How can you work for someone so evil?
Well, the way I see it, it's a combination of factors, really. Good and evil are more a social construct. An abstract idea more than a concrete morality. The contract we enact in a symbiotic society...
I hate moral relativists.
Big sticks!
Times like this, it's best to speak softly.
And almost Officer Doubles.
Chandel!
No, it's Angus.
Yeah, I... Never mind.
So you two teamed up and rescued us?
No, we both arrived separately to rescue you. We agreed that we are doing this individually, but simultaneously.
Now to get you untied.
Big Stick then hit the ropes with his stick, which somehow freed them both. That's what my sources say, at least.
Whoa. Look at that thing.
The land whale.
I'm gonna need a bigger stick.
Look at her atop that thing. Wait, is that Marianne?
Yeah, long story short, she's evil.
Huh. Okay. Well, let's get her.
No. She's ours.
Right. Me and Eugene.
No. Angus and me. This is personal. This is four elemental business.
Can I be an elemental? I want to join every club and then become its president.
We don't have elected positions. You can't be president.
Sounds like a challenge. Ha! One day I will be president. And it's all because of this random exchange. That's the only reason I'll become president.
What a weird thing to say.
I'd also like to be an element. Maybe thulium or thallium?
There are a lot of great elements. The whole table periodic is awash with possibilities. But none are better than
the transition metals.
I guess we're not so different. Maybe we can team up.
Big Stick, big friends?
Fellows, the land whale.
What do we do?
Well, first, we must be rid of this tincture, which will stop the land whale from getting charged up.
We could just smash it.
No! We have to dispose of it properly. We can't just smash and throw away everything we don't like. It's not good for the environment.
You're right. It could mutate earthworms into giant superworms that would start an underground hophouse of subterranean worm ragtime musicians.
Who would listen to Wine Rag?
I would.
Who?
And then, out of the shadow stepped a giant beast of a man, clad in leather with an apron and hood, a giant hook for a hand. You see, it was...
From the flaming corals of hell, you face the fishmonger!
He does exist.
Oh, bully!
Wait, are you Henry B. Lubbins? Let me finish. The third?
No. My story is one of loneliness and the vast sea. I was but...
karate?
Hey, you punched me while I was telling my origin. So rude. Never mind then. Death to landlubbers! Once I sharpen my hook, just a tick, please.
One of you needs to get rid of this potion. The other needs to fight the fishmonger.
I'll fight the fishmonger.
But my nemesis. My whole life is leading up to this fight.
I thought you wanted to be partners. I called Monger.
Dibs is unimpeachable, but... oh, but properly disposing of a potion is boring.
So I should do it? See, you don't want a partner. You want to save it.
There's just so much dried blood on it, you see. Almost there.
Come on! I have the outfit, the cape, I even got a bunch of pouches sewn on. This is Brooks Brothers.
Yeah.
You're right. Your yeah made me realize I've been making this all about me. Not all about we. You fight the fishmonger. I'll dispose of the potion, because no matter the job...
It's done. Nice and shiny once again. Beautiful hook, I say. Now you all die!
I got this, Sticky. Thanks. Time for you to give up revenue, because you're about to get pay sucked in the puss.
I don't understand what...
And with that, Shandell ran straight at the fishmonger and crashed into him, knocking them both through the large window.
That's my girl. Now to dispose of this. Big Stick, big exit.
Maybe we should have gotten rid of the potion and...
No. Like I said, this is four elemental business. Look at her, standing atop that whale, singing her heart out. That jerk! Now we need to climb up that beast's back and take her down for good. Men may not remember our names. In future generations, kids in history class may be more concerned about hooking up with Becky Snyder behind the bleachers than about the deeds of a bird boy and a plant fucker. They may not remember whaling times. In the future, people may think of Moby Dick as a nickname for genitals. Not a long, kind of boring book with a message that gets a little heavy-handed, but you're glad you read it and parts were really fizzing. But that is what makes what we do here tonight no less important. America rests on the forgotten heroes who leapt up into the face of evil and said, hey, don't do that. And seriously, you're gonna vote Democrat? We few. We happy few, we band of brothers. For he today that sheds his blood with me shall be my brother. Be he ne'er so vile, this day shall gentle his condition. And gentlemen in England now abed shall think themselves accursed they were not here, and hold their manhoods cheap whilst any speaks that fought with us upon St. Crispin's Day.
Wait, what? St. Crispin?
Patron saint of cobblers, tanners, and leather workers. Tortured and beheaded around 286 AD. Feast day is October the 25th.
But that's months away. Why are we remembering that?
I don't know, but I don't know for all the right reasons.
And with that, Eugene and Angus ran toward the land whale. Eugene grabbed its soft side.
Quick, we just climb up and...
Not so fast.
Oh, right, the blowhole goons.
Let's get them. Weapons out, goons.
That's no good.
Let me ask you a question. With my axe, hi-ya!
Axe me another.
Her hand blocked my axe.
What voodoo do you do?
Just a fake hand. But how about a real punch?
I won't be so easy, Skirts. For you see...
Sorry there, I didn't see you.
Hey, buddy. You fight over there, and we fight over here.
Ow, my hand.
He's probably got a concussion.
We'll just move toward this end here, then, yeah?
Near all the hoses and valves, okay?
Oh, yeah, that's fine. No, wait. Further? Wait, just a little further. No, further. Further, good.
Right. You set?
Set.
Taste my wrath!
Sorry, I don't eat tricks.
Eugene, climb up while I keep them at bay.
Ew, it's squishy, like a gross fish fart pillow. Climb with me.
That axe broke my prosthetic hand. I can't one-hand a whale. You stop her!
All right. Come on, Gina, it's up to you now.
And the battle raged on. Shandell and the fishmonger fought a reasonable distance away from Angus and the goons. One attacked her with a sledgehammer shaped like a hammerhead shark. Anne just jumped out of the way, and the hammer smashed a spare oil barrel, creating a slip that caused a sliding spill that tripped up several goons. Eugene continued to climb. The fishmonger brought down his hook, and it caught on a steam pipe, giving Shanebell enough time to get some sea anemones out of a tank and throw them at the fishmonger.
Your anemones do nothing.
Yeah, it was a long shot.
I like you. Join me, and we can rule the city as fishmonger and fishwife.
I'm no man's wife. Suck a gefilte fish.
Ew, no, that's awful.
Then have a knuckle sandwich on rye. Ugh.
Ow. Where'd you get that rye bread that you wrapped your fist in?
Oh, a good Jewish girl always keeps a slice on her. Natural enhancement for the tzitzit.
Well, it won't save you.
And with that, the fishmonger kicked Shanebell hard, knocking her to the ground. Meanwhile, Angus was dodging harpoons flung by several blowholers. And Eugene still climbed, all while, atop the whale, Marianne sang into the blowhole.
Time for us to leave her. There.
Hey! Woo! Okay. Wow, yeah, can't breathe. Hold on. Lightheaded. So much climbing.
Eugene, what are you doing?
Sitting for a second. And then defeating you. Saving city, trying to... I'm in terrible shape, but I have to... put up your... dukes!
Oh, Eugene, you're such a... the Eugene.
It's over, Marianne.
This is only because I like you. We shall do this as the sporting class does. Choose a sword.
This one. Did I win?
Win?
If I pick the right sword, you surrender. If I pick the wrong one, I become one of your evil love slaves.
Evil love? What? No! No! We fight to the death.
Oh.
The Land Whale Murders is a Roy Gold production. It was written by Jonathan A. Goldberg with music by Matt Roy Berger. It was directed by James Oliva and mixed by Martin D. Fowler. If you'd like to support us, give us a few shekels or the currency of your choice over at Patreon. My favorite currency is the Ghanaian Sadi, or maybe the Moldovan Leu. Oh man, imagine if those two had a baby. That would be a currency I would never spend. Anyway, keep Roosevelting and always mustache yourself towards greatness.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Me, 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 me. I'm going to rule the whole world. I'm going to rule the whole world. I'm going to rule the whole world. Oh, I thought I heard the old man say, leave her, Johnny, leave her. Tomorrow ye will get your pay, and it's time for us to leave her. Leave her, Johnny, leave her. Oh, leave her, Johnny, leave her. For the voyage is done and the winds don't blow, and it's time for us to leave her.